Hi, my name is Leanne. I'm the sports betting queen's daughter. Listen to my mom's podcast on Spotify, Google, Amazon, Apple, and YouTube. Like and subscribe.
Hey guys, it's at KDeuces, your sports bet queen. I can't thank you enough for all our new listeners this year and our existing ones. Thank you for always following, believing, and listening to us. This is going to be the final episode of Season 5, the Sports Bet Queen, Crooks and Books podcast. We will be back again next year with a bang, as you know. And again, thanks for listening. We are also available on YouTube. Like and subscribe. That thing blew up, and it's all thanks to you guys. Good luck with everything. Hey guys, it's at KDeuces, your sports bet queen, and we are back with the last episode of Season 5 with the Crooks and Books podcast crew. We are here with Big Pig Brad.
Yo, what's good?
Mr. Caleb.
Dude, what's going on? Not anymore. You're going to have to come up with a new name
now. Yeah, we got to come up with it. Well, the season's over, so we'll have a new
name. Caleb the ex-godson?
That's Gerard's godson right there.
Gerard.
Dude, I come from an Italian family. Do you really think they'd make a black guy my godfather?
You never know.
We'll see. And then Bobby Banks.
What's up?
And of course, Prado the Pointer.
Mr. 415er.
There you go. 415er.
15er.
All right. So we obviously this is our Super Bowl show. But going into what happened the week before or 2 weeks before coming up, KC at Baltimore. KC covers as a dog. Brad took the under. Caleb took the +4. And then Bobby got -4 is out. I mean, what happened to Lamar, you know? And then Prado under 44.5. So how did we think that that game went? Like, I don't know. I don't know what to really say. I just feel
pathetic.
Like
it was
moneyline. Moneyline Kansas City. I told you, never bet against the CIA.
Just poor performance from Baltimore there.
There's nothing like seeing grown men piss all over themselves like Lamar.
Yeah. And you know what? He kind of was like, yeah, we sucked. And it was like, dude, so how do you get better? Like, you know.
Well, you actually stick to what you're good at. They came out trying to do something they're not good at, which is throw the ball, when they were the best rushing attack in the NFL.
Yeah.
And they just got away from what got them there, which is the running game.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like they try to do something different. And when you try to do something different, it's not going to work out in your favor.
Yeah. And Snead, you know, made the play of the game, knocked the ball out of the goal line.
Yeah. One hell of a play.
Which is a crazy, like, now it's like all hyped up, obviously, for what we're going to talk about. But yeah. Okay. So now we go into the NFC. Everyone's thinking 49ers blowout, which we all lost because we're thinking -7 is going to cover easily. But here comes the D first half looking like they're about to go to the fucking Super Bowl. And I was at that game. You know what I mean? So it was all lost. And then, I don't know, like shit started magically happening, or was it Dan Campbell just making bad decisions as a gambler? You know,
a little bit of both. He's the guy that's hitting on like he's pushing on like what they say, a winning hand. He's got fucking
20
there. He's got 10 and 10 out there. And he's like, let me split those.
He's like, we got this.
Yeah. They say it's a cardinal sin split a winning hand.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. He was like, I took a gamble and I lost. I was like, wait, but you kind of did it twice.
Blackjack Campbell. I love it.
Yeah, Black Jack Campbell, exactly. I don't know. That was a crazy game. I do think that if we had lost that game, there would have been a lot that went on the defense because they kind of sucked a little bit. Just a tiny bit.
All I know is Campbell was Kyle. Honestly.
Oh, yeah, there's just reverse roles for sure.
The reverse role came out. Finally, Kyle got outmatched by someone or to beat him in a choking
game. He outmatched someone. Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense. Okay.
I remember receiving a text at halftime from Mr. Prado saying, this will be my last time.
Going to this facility? Yeah. Oh, you better believe I was in that fucking lounge thing. I did not want anybody fucking talking to me at all. I didn't give a fuck if you were 2 years old or fucking 200 years old.
What if you had a Super Bowl ring?
Yeah. I was pissed. And then he was like, why aren't you coming outside? And I'm like, I don't want to fucking go out there and fucking watch these fucking losers.
Every time I went outside, no joke, we would like do some stupid. I'm like, yeah, it's like, damn.
So what are you going to do with the Super Bowl? Are you going to hide in the fucking...
Whatever works.
No, not me. I'm staying in that fucking seat that I got.
I'll be doing black magic and just, you know, like a LeBron thing. You know what I mean? Like whatever it takes.
Yeah. Well, okay. So let's go on with our percentages. We went out of the divisional playoffs into the NFC AFC at 37% because we got blown out by, I think it was it Tampa Bay covering and also Josh? And then we came out of here 40%. Obviously, there's only two games, so 1-1 for a lot of us, and then went 4-6. So we didn't do too well, but we still did above at least, obviously, 10, 20%, 40%. But now as we go into the Super Bowl, we got props and then obviously the game. So the spread's at 2.5, 49ers at KC, right? Because for some reason, they're at home. Are they the home team or something like that?
Yeah, the reverse switch world. Over?
Yeah. And then the total is over under 47.5. So what are we going with here? I feel like big pick, you're saying the same thing I am. So I'm going to go with you first, over and -2.5.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like this is the first Super Bowl in Las Vegas. Everyone's going to want to see like a good high scoring game. They're going to be trading blows. Ultimately, I do think the Niners pull it out as Kansas City will be a dog for the third straight week.
Mm-hmm.
Third straight week in a row. So I think Patrick's old luck is going to run out this week. And the Niners have Christian McCaffrey, who's got a nice 2 weeks to recover after his little injury that everyone was saying that he endured during the game. And the Chiefs defense, you can run on them. And you can run wild. So I think that it'll be a heavy dosage of McCaffrey. I would even sprinkle a little McCaffrey MVP if I had the chance.
Okay. Yeah, sounds good. I think the analysis is correct over there. There's a lot of hype on like their running back, which I don't think is anybody special. Obviously, you're special if you go to the Super Bowl, but that's pretty much it. You're not like, what did he call himself? The White Leopard from what... CMC said in his media interviews, he called himself the White Leopard, I think. But yeah, that's a good, I'm with you on the over as well. I feel like there's going to be more, you know, intensity and scoring, and obviously the defenses have to work together, but they probably won't catch on until like late. So, okay. Caleb, SF -2. Look at you.
Yep.
Just running it back, huh, guys? We're just running it back till we cover.
Let's do it. I think they're due after the rig job when they got screwed the last time they played. I think Kansas City is a team that's riding pretty hot. They played like shit throughout the year. And I don't know. Not I feel lucky. Like maybe the yeah, I think the car's finally out of gas for them. I don't think they're built like those old Patriots teams. I don't think Patrick Mahomes is Tom Brady. He can't guide his team to the Super Bowl like that. It's not going to happen. So I'm going to go. So I took them when it was -2. So I'm going to go San Francisco -2.
Okay.
That's a strong statement there from Gerard.
It is.
Those little blue collar teams, man. They're gonna crush them. It's all good.
I love how somehow, some way, he found a way to throw it. Brady, you gotta love it. that was
a sideways attack at Pat Mahomes. I couldn't resist.
Yes, yeah, super
it was
attack.
Weird because I was like, where
they keep comparing him too. He's got to be like,
no comparison.
Exactly, there is no comparison.
Yeah, like, do you guys hear that every 5 seconds on the fucking?
Yeah, I'm kind of getting tired of the goat talk. Yeah, I didn't know you could become a goat like that quick.
Yeah, and I'm sure Tom is fucking like livid inside.
Oh, he's good, dude. If they keep, they're trying to say this shit, so Tom will come back and go to Vegas. That's what's gonna happen. Is Tom's gonna get fucking fed up with it and go sign with Vegas and play Pat twice a year and beat the shit out of him.
Just to beat his fucking ass.
Can you imagine?
I was actually having this argument with a coworker today, and he's like, Patrick's already basically right there with Brady.
Sustain this level of greatness for 20 years and we'll talk.
I was like, the guy went to 10 Super Bowls. He won 7 of them. I'm like, come on.
Like, what else do you need?
He played in Super Bowls for half of his career. Like, he was more likely to be in the AFC champion or conference championship game than not be in it.
Damn, I just thought about that.
Like, if you bet on Tom to go,
how many?
I think he did nine in a row.
Went to Denver, Indianapolis, Baltimore. Those are, I think, his 3 AFC championship losses.
Damn, he's so played in his career. He was in the AFC championship.
Yes,
he played in one AFC championship, and then he's played in, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 AFC championships, 1 NFC. So 14 years he was in a conference.
Yeah, so he's been
that for 20 years, and we'll talk. Yeah. That's with tearing his ACL and sitting out a year.
Yeah.
He also went to 8 straight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like there's no argument, because on top of that, he's been, his whole career, playoffs, AFC championships, is more than some people even play in the fucking NFL.
Oh yeah, average season.
Like think about that. Like, that's crazy.
Yeah.
That's just like, I think Shaq had this, Shaq was like, I'm just gonna walk off because some guy was on the show on TNT and was like, LeBron is already better than Kobe and fucking Jordan. And he's like, how many times has Jordan been in the finals? Answer my question. And then he's like, 6. He's like, how many times has he lost? He's like, 0. It's like, okay, I'm done. This conversation's over.
how about three-peats twice? Like, come on.
It's crazy, right? Like, what?
Who does that?
Yeah.
Only the guy that wants to kill you to win. So, yeah. No, for sure. I'm tired of it, too. Like, those talks, I'm sure, like, even Pat's tired of it. Like, stop comparing me to people.
I'm not gonna lie, I almost bought into it. I was kind of like, hey, you know what, he kind of, and then I was like, then you guys just stamped that when you said 13 or 14 AFC championships.
Yeah.
There's no way. Comparison. Yeah, you gotta stop.
From 2011 to 2018, he was in every single AFC championship between that period.
That's
you know what, it makes sense too, because at the end of the day, he's a Bay Area guy, so what the hell did you expect?
And you know what though, you know what? Tom Brady was facing better defenses and better quarterbacks than Mahomes ever was.
There's no Peyton Manning.
There's no Peyton Manning. There's no Ben Roethlisberger. There's no Baltimore Ravens defense, Denver Broncos. That's not there. That's not there anymore. Brady was facing better quarterbacks and better defense.
He just played in the shit division. That's the only difference.
Yeah. The division was shit, but I mean, the division wasn't who was in the playoffs.
Yeah, no, I'm just fucking
with you. I know.
all right. So
Drew Bledsoe 40, on the Bills.
So you're taking 49ers -2 as well, Bobby.
Absolutely. Yeah. I'm hoping that we can reset the clock on or reset
and finally
our,
cover. Yeah.
Well, yeah, of course. And finally, how about finally win a Super Bowl? But that's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about reset the clock on our defense from last game because there was a point where I just turned it off. I went for a walk. I took my dog for a walk. There was people in my neighborhood where I'm at, like, you know, like on the street with their Jimmy Garoppolo jerseys on, of course, like throwing the football and just, you know, talking shit. And I just came back and I just needed a reset. And I was just sick of just seeing these missed tackles. I don't know if you saw like this clip that went viral about Chase Young, about the effort from Chase Young on falling tackle. Yeah, he was just
he's gonna need to step up.
There was just zero effort, and I remember I saw that live, and I was like, "What are we doing? I can't believe we're literally gonna piss this away," and somehow came back with just some great calls, some horrible risk takes from Dan Campbell, and now we're in the big game, and we can't afford to be in the spot again.
Can't look.
Yeah.
Back. Yeah.
The guy who put you back in the game, Eric Armstead, actually played against him in high school, by the way.
Yeah. How'd you do?
Not very good, sorry. 6'8". I'm 5'10" on a great day.
Not very good, sir.
6'8" in high school?
Yeah, 6'8" in high school.
That's crazy.
He was a 5-star D-tackle going to Oregon. We were playing against him.
What do you do to that?
Wasn't Buckner also at Oregon?
DeForest Buckner was at Oregon too.
Yeah, imagine that. Two twin towers.
Armstead and Buckner back to back years, first round picks.
Ugh. Yeah. I mean, they've got to step up. Chase has got to step up if we want to win this.
Honestly, I think Chase is better off just riding the pine. He sucks. Mm. You need to watch that club. He's bad.
Jesus. All right. Prado, Moneyline SF. 130.
Well, when it's like -130, I kind of like those. I mean, I could eventually go back to -2 depending on where the value is. I did catch this one value that I've been staring at. Right. I told Brado that the Niners do have a chance to pay back redemption to the Niners. If anyone had the teaser many, many moons ago, there was like a minute 38 left. Mr. Williams shoved it straight up our ass and ran in for a touchdown, which in normal times nowadays, the guys go down, they run the clock out, they don't staple it in for them to win 11. Niners are at -9.5 at +270 right now. I'm looking at the alternate.
Oh, for a teaser?
That's a good number.
Brado was saying a really good number would be 31-20 to equal 51. Why this game goes over too. So,
and that would be the same score as the last Super Bowl reversed.
Yeah, exactly. Well,
what are the odds on exact score for that 31-20?
I don't know.
Look that stuff up.
Just
you
know,
can look it up. You can Monday look it morning, up.
You're gonna go on Twitter and someone hit the exacta, and it's
you'll see a draft
500-1 guy put a fucking dollar on it, fucking won a bunch of money.
I will say this, last week's game was historic. I realized that in the stadium in the last three games, I have been undefeated while supporting the local 49ers game. It's funny. I went to the first game of the year and then I went to the last game of the year to see the Niners. Cause that's, you know, their last game at home. And it was pretty amazing to sit with some, Super Bowl champions around you. You just feel it in the air. I only got to see the greatest of all time in baseball, Barry Bonds. And the best part was when this big guy was sitting in front of me and he's watching the TV and he's kind of joking around, and I was with Raph and I told Katie, I was like, oh my God, do you know who that is? And it was the great Charles Haley with his 5 Super Bowl rings. Like, by the way, Caleb, he was the first player to have ever got 5 rings. Brady's the first player to do it, you know, one organization, but right. He was the very first to have 5 rings.
No Brady. He's no Brady.
But it was kind of amazing to see that. And I was just like in awe.
Is he FCT?
Definitely.
So funny.
Definitely.
Oh, yeah. He's they're the only two, huh?
Yep. Haley, see that? Brady.
It's crazy. See, again, and then you want to, and then people want to compare. You know what I mean? It's like, come on, let's stop.
It's tough.
All right. So that's our picks. Now let's go with some. I have some Super Bowl props, but I think I'm going to have to check it out because I think my mouse just actually died on the other computer. So
throw it all down on the Taylor Swift over-unders. Let's do it.
Really? So what are you doing? Is anybody doing anything fun?
Yeah, I like the under Pacheco yards. I'm getting sick and tired of hearing fucking Pacheco. Just sick and tired of it. Like, he's good. You know what I mean? Like, I give him credit, but he every game I always notice, he always gets hit a little bit and then he kind of limps off the side.
Yeah.
Notice that.
Because he gets rocked.
Yeah.
I have some beverage ones. Color of sports beverage pouring on winning coach. So I've got +300 red and pink, +250 yellow and green, and clear or just water at +750.
Did you see the guy that went around and messaged all the players asking what the what the Gatorade color was?
Yeah. Yes, yes, yes. That's pretty funny. And then
give me whatever color the Gatorade was in 2019.
There you go.
Pour it on Andy.
Give it back to
I think Mr. it was I don't even remember. I don't think they showed it and then we had to like rewatch it.
Yeah, I remember that too. Yeah. I don't remember what color it was. Was it green?
I remember it because I remember
was it purple?
You guys were like, what color was the Gatorade?
Yeah, that's all we cared about after losing. So
of course.
So 49ers, I have the over 46 at -140 and then 49ers minus a half. I put that in a long time ago, January 29th. And that was -130. And then 49ers -3 at -105. I put that in a long time ago too, January 23rd. And then Super Bowl NFC Super Bowl team money line -120. So those are some of my bets. I'm probably going to have more looking at I don't know. What about you, Big Pick? You got anything for us or no?
I'm looking through a local sports book right now on some crazy props. There's actually a section called For the Swifties.
Oh my god, that's hilarious.
Let me see here.
It was orange, by the way. 2020 Chiefs orange.
Okay, I thought so.
Wait, who do you guys have for MVP? Brock and CMC?
CMC.
I don't think Brock's going to win it.
Yeah.
None of us are taking any of those guys to win. So
maybe I was thinking Debo, but I did see that in the last 8 years, there has been a player that has scored 2 touchdowns in the Super Bowl.
Damn, MVP winner from the losing team +5,000.
Yeah, it never happens.
Yeah, it never happens.
I think it's happened.
Cowboys linebacker.
Will MVP say he's going to Disneyland +450? No. Okay.
Will Donald Trump be in attendance +1,000?
Damn. Who will the MVP thank or mention first in his speech after receiving the award on the field? Teammates, God or religion, city and fans, family, coaches, team owner. City and fans, let's go. 750.
Yeah, because CMC is going to win it and say he'll shout out faithful, like something like that.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right, let's see what else.
What about Usher's first song?
That's a tough one.
Oh my it's gonna be Love Them All or Oh My God.
He's gotta bring Little John out for and Ludacris for Yeah.
I know,
right?
But
yeah.
They usually don't do the most popular first.
Yeah.
Those ones usually are like the third.
You gotta
fourth
build the hype for it.
So I think it's gonna be Oh My God or Love Them All. Love Them All.
How about Tiesto being the in-game DJ at Super Bowl? Like, how strong is that?
That's sick. He's a resident there. Why not?
He gets paid $1 million a set or something like that. He's going to be the DJ for the Super Bowl.
That's fucking dope. I would do it if I was him.
He needs to play. Maybe. His first song needs to be Brido's favorite song. Let's get down to business.
Here's a good one. Will there be an octopus? Player scores all 8 points.
A same player scores a touchdown and 2-point conversion.
I thought it was that octopus that used to make the bets during the World Cup that died.
Oh my god!
You know what I'm talking about?
No, sir.
Did you see that stupid corgi that used to predict?
It always picks.
Yeah, but and then it picked the KC. It's like, dude, we're from I thought the corgi was from here. Like what?
Here's a long shot. Opening kickoff to get taken to the house 65-1. I mean, that's worth a look.
Taylor Swift to be shown wearing a foam finger during the game. You know what I would do if I was her? I would give someone $1 million to go put yes if it's +1,000.
And dude, because she might have a foam finger.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or you know what? If we knew the people inside her suite, we could be like, put a foam finger right there
for her. How to do we just make this happen? Just one little just foam finger up in there and we're good.
I think there's one that was like, will Kelsey's mom bring cookies? It's like, how do you even know?
Cookies.
Huh? How the fuck
do you everyone know loves Donna's cookies.
I know. It's like, but how are you gonna know?
She can't bring food in the stadium.
Okay, fucking, they could do whatever the fuck they want.
They could do whatever they want.
You think anyone's gonna stop her?
Yeah.
Yeah. No one's stopping the mom.
You know what I realized though?
Fucking noodles.
How about this? Look. This is something to think about. I just thought about this right now. So they're playing at Raider Stadium, and real Raider fans fucking can't stand Kansas City. So don't you think some of these security guards and workers are gonna be like,
No one's doing that at the Super Bowl.
Yeah, they will. Real fans are gonna be
booting people
it
out of the stadium on purpose.
Yeah, exactly.
Fuck out of here, motherfucker.
Yeah, exactly. Get the fuck out of here. We're coming after you next year.
That's so funny.
What about the puppy bowl?
The puppy bowl. Who do you think's gonna win? I got whoever
Team Fluff is the favorite. Team Ruff is the dog.
I think Team Ruff wins because Team Fluff is actually going to win in real life, if that makes sense. Favorites winning.
Fuck it. I'll throw like $20 on it. Like, who gives a shit, right? Let's see what happens.
Yeah,
come
team
on, Ruff. Team Ruff.
Let's go.
Team Ruff, the dog. Let's do it.
Hey, Carlos, the Sam Darnold theory plus 20,000. Are you going to run it or what?
Yeah, right.
It's plus 30,000, sir.
Wait, which one is it?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Oh, it's plus 20. Plus 20 on wager.
Sam Darnold.
Oh, my God. Yep. No way. Stop.
There's like a liability of it for like $9 million.
That's crazy, dude.
It's insane.
Who's he? He plays for San Francisco, right?
Yeah. He's a backup quarterback.
Backup for
Kadarius Toney plus 50,000.
Wow.
Hey, Juwan Jennings, 25-1.
Kadarius Toney has lower odds to win the MVP than the kickers.
I'm looking on DraftKings.
That's how much
right
he
now
sucks.
They took off Sam Darnold. That means they have too much liability on him.
Yeah, I'm not seeing him either.
Damn. Wager attack. WWE.
I don't get why. Like, that's like a safe bet, in other words.
Yeah, on one wager, it's 20,000. Juwan Jennings, 25,000.
How about first touchdown to 10,000 to 1?
CMC.
I mean, I'm sorry, 100,000 to 1.
Who's that?
The, not 100,000. They're plus 100,000, which makes them 10,000 to 1.
Wow. There's a lot of prop. It's going to be crazy. It's going to be insane. I think I'm going to have to just dedicate a full, like, night before or hours before I get to the stadium. I will be at the Super Bowl, by the way, to all the listeners. And just so you know, my pick will be in www.thesportsbettingqueen.com. And I won't have any time to DM anybody or message anybody, whatever it is. So if you guys hear it here and it does change, you have to be signed up to the email. Next season, I told a lot of these people already that the guys and I were not charging for our picks, but we are going to charge for subscribers on just because, like, you know, we need to make some money too, and everybody else is making money. So, you know, it's little change. It's something that maybe will buy us a coffee or a donut in the morning just to get going, but it is what it is. So we're going to have to do that, and you guys are going to have to subscribe. And if you subscribe, you will get what you get today, which is over 63% during the season.
Yep.
Subscribe
to my OnlyFans too.
That's where he starts showing Tom Brady things. You feel me?
Yep.
Tom Brady dongs.
Tom Brady and Bill Belichick role play on there. A lot of spicy stuff.
Oh, man. But other than that, I mean, we don't really, there's prop bets. There's a lot of different things.
George Kittle, first touchdown plus.
I like that one. I saw that one.
Okay, that's a good one.
That's like CMC plus 450 for MVP.
How about George Kittle, 2 touchdowns?
Ooh.
Someone's going to do it on the Niners. I just don't know who.
Yeah, you got to go to somebody.
Elijah Mitchell.
First of all, you gotta win the game, so let's not stop thinking about freaking who to pass it to. Just fucking get it done, you know.
What about if Jake Moody has to come down 5 seconds and let me bang so a 65 yarder.
When he kicks balls, I swear to God.
How long is a kick?
65.
Okay, calm down.
60. Yeah. 60.
That's still scary. The guy is a moody ass kicker. He's exactly what his last name is. So I can't.
I think he got all his little fucking scared.
Did you hear what he said though? He was like, so they're like, are you nervous? Blah, 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 blah. And he's like, the ball's still the same size at the end of the day. It was just so funny. He was like, it's not going to change in size. So I think I should be okay.
Yep.
I mean, it is what it is. He's a rookie with the brightest lights in the world at him. What can you do?
He'll be all right. He'll be all right. Yeah, I will be sitting in the 200, so you will see me there. I'm not going to be in the nosebleeds, thank God. Thanks to one of my good friends who was on the show, at Best That Ever Did It. Follow him at Sugar Shane Wins. Any shout-outs for you guys before we end the show? Caleb, you got any shows coming up?
Not out by you, no. I got, just follow my show, That's Based with Caleb Salvatore, wherever you get your shows, Monday, Wednesday, Saturday, 9 a.m. Central Standard Time.
Nice. Bobby? You having a party?
Yeah, shout out to Brado for giving me the day off.
Yeah, no problem. You'll be paying back, don't worry.
Oh, my God.
At a later date.
Are you at least invited to the party?
Of course, well,
he can't go.
Fucking driving to Manteca.
He's not coming to Manteca.
Fucking Jerry works that day, so we're fucked.
Oh, man.
He doesn't think there's a holiday that day either, by the way.
Yeah, he's fucking tripping. I'm leaving at 2:45 sharp.
All right. So
he already saw it 2 years ago. I mean, 3 years ago.
I know.
Ago.
And he watches the show, flesh. Right? He watches the show. Did he watch the show? I already watched the show. He
listens to it.
Oh, he listens.
Hi, Jerry.
He's listening, if you're listening to
this right now.
I'm leaving at 2:45.
watch him like listen like.
You have to send the link.
Don't tell. Yeah.
Okay, 2:45. Bobby.
Oh Taylor. Man, that's funny.
And Carlos ringleader. Ringleader. Yep.
Okay. Prado, you got any shout outs? I know you're gonna be there, so boo hoo.
I'm just excited. I just want a dub. I've been waiting too long. I've been waiting fucking 30 years.
I'm just glad I have someone to fucking punch when if we lose or whatever.
I've actually been waiting almost half the people on this show. Actually, more than half the people on this show's existence. Fuck, that's crazy.
Wasn't even alive, sir.
Yep. Brada wasn't alive. You weren't alive. Caleb wasn't alive.
You mean the dustpan fucking things, as yes. What your friends would say. All right. Anything else? Big pick. You got a show, MGM or something? MGMH.
We're supposed to have one at 11:30 with a guy in Sweden, but I'll probably be sawing logs at that time, so it'll be waste management this weekend. If you guys are in the golf, it's the fun tournament to watch all year. Loudest hole in golf. I will be watching all the way till the very end when the Super Bowl starts. And
dang! So. All right. Is that that's super early then? No.
What do you mean?
In Arizona.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, it's in Arizona. It'll end about like 3:15. They're pretty good at it.
And then you switch over. Gotcha.
But it's on CBS, so is the Super Bowl, so I'm sure we'll have some overlapping.
There you go, yeah. Just letting you know what's going on, right?
Oh, yeah.
All right, other than that, we already talked about Wager Attack. Valentine's Day is coming up, you guys, so go to Dior Beauty if you have anybody to get anything for. Obviously, I know Caleb and Bobby do. Prado. We'll talk about it later.
No, we don't do Valentine's
gifts. Big single? No, just kidding. Are you?
We don't know.
It's complicated.
We don't do Valentine's gifts. It's a scam.
The biggest scam.
Valentine's Day and anniversaries. Like, we'll go out to dinner, but we don't do fucking
anniversaries is like a way to like, let's go eat.
Yeah, know? No, that's like, let's go somewhere nice to eat. Yeah, but yeah, I mean, Valentine's Day, we might get like sushi or something. It's not really, we've never taken it that deep.
No, but sushi there is good. You know, like in Omaha, I know this is weird, but blue sushi is really good.
So no, like I go to like when I go to the coasts and shit and I get sushi, there's a flattening of the curve. It's not as big of an improvement from what you get in Omaha as one would think.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause you're spoiled out there.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's it for us. You guys remember to tune in next season. If this is our last show, we may have an after show. If I might be really high on that after show because we have a bet that, you know, if we win, I'm getting high. So yeah, there you go.
Bobby?
Yeah, oh, Mr. Ganja over there. That's what his future bet was. So we might all have a really high time on the next show.
Carlos is excited. I can tell.
You guys are just going to have to make dying. That. You guys will just have to call Bianca for me. I'm not making that call.
All right. Shout out to Bianca too and Mia over there. All right. Thank you guys for joining, and we will talk to you guys later.
Oh, thank you.
Hey guys, it's at KDeuces, your sports bet queen. Wanted to take a moment and thank you guys for listening. We appreciate all 100,000 listeners. Stay tuned for a great season. This is 2021, baby. Also, if you need a sports book, please go to www.wagerattack.com or follow them on Instagram at wagerattack. Use the code word crooks and get 100% bonus play. Good luck. Hey guys, it's your sports bet queen at KDeuces, also known as the sports betting queen. I want to tell you guys a little bit about winner winner steak dinner. What does that mean? It means to go to stayclassymeats.com and order it with our code SBQ. Why? Let me tell you about Stay Classy Meats. They are based in Bozeman, Montana, and they focus on supplying ranch direct meats online directly to your door. They have high quality meats that has been pasture raised in small batches. These animals eat rich grass, drink fresh water, and they breathe fresh air. So they make up a healthy regenerative ecosystem. What that means is that they are not dependent on a centralized hub. And by ordering Stay Classy Meats, you are helping the American ranching and farmers provide a livable wage and what they put in raising these animals. So the mission there is to grow decentralized food and to provide better quality of the meat that you are ordering and what you're eating is real food. So like I said, give it a try. Stay Classy Meats, www.stayclassymeats.com. Follow them on Instagram at Stay Classy Meats, but don't forget to use the code word SBQ to give yourself a discount. Thanks for listening, guys.